And this is the point in the call that we transition. And if you want to stay on the line, you can. And I've got about a half a dozen or so people that will be joining us on the line to talk about what Joni just talked about, working and building our business up to the platinum President's Club level. But just some of it, we talked quite a bit about rhythm things. So as those folks join on the call, we would love
okay,
for them.
Okay, if I listen in?
You absolutely can, Joni. And I'm going to go cordless here and plug in to my headset so I can talk with both hands rather than just one and be more expressive to give my daughters, when they wake up and come in the door, more excuses to make fun of Daddy, because they say all the time, Daddy, they can't see you. Why are you talking with your hands? They can't. They have no idea why you're making those expressions and those.
The better to hug you with, my dear.
Yeah. Yeah, having two hands free. So, who have we got on the line?
Honeycomb.
Good morning, Molly.
Kathy Clark.
Kathy, good morning.
And Margaret.
Mary Margaret.
Steve Crawford.
Good morning, Steve.
Joe Dekoff.
Good morning, Joe. There was the voice I was waiting for.
And Bill Dekoff.
And Bill, good.
Denny and Char, and I just want to say to Joni, if she's still listening, that was a great call.
Oh, thank you, Char.
Great call.
See, I see, Joni, I can take any person out there in the world and turn them into a celebrity, because people have a chance to hear in an elongated format, get to hear your story, and that's all we've been doing, I guess, for the last 5-6 years. However, I'd have to go back and look at my daytime, or you know, when we first started this and what. But we started with 12 people who said yes, I would like to be on a call every week, and then all of a sudden it became much less about Vance Rogers and more about all these other wonderful people out
great?
There who we captured their story. So. Joe and Bill Dekoff, thank you guys for joining the gang here. And we don't really have a set, for those of you who are looking for a set roll call or a set standard of who can be part of this group and who can't, there's about 30 or so, let me just check here. Okay, so there are 62 people on the line right now. And those of you who are listening in who are not on the host line, anytime you want to join and be part of this open format conversation, because all we're doing, really, and this call is more, as our pastor says every week, he said, you know, hey, you guys, this teaching lesson or what I'm about to share is for me. You just get to enjoy it and be the recipients and benefit because of what I'm going through in life. And I'm in the same exact boat. I would echo that 100 times over, that what we end up talking about right now for the next 25 minutes is what we're dealing with in business. And just because Stacy and I are at the diamond level does not mean we've arrived. I mean, I'm constantly learning and gleaning from other people. And I sat 9 days ago at the Diamond Summit at Dennis and Ruth Williams' house. And I sat there and just, I never gleaned so much from people like Dave Johnson or Chuck and Claudia Branham or Ed Weems or Mac and Pat McCary. And I literally just, I wanted to rub shoulders with them. And here I'm there, I'm in the peer category with them. But I took so many notes and things that, but here, let me just share with this. You guys are going to want to write this one down, okay? And this is where we're going to go with the discussion today. I didn't plan on this. I don't really have ever an agenda. And as I said before, we don't have a set group, so this is your call. And if there's issues you want to discuss, that, you know, here we are, the end of the first month of the 90-day cycle, August coming to a close here, and what's going on. So you can, let me just share this, and if this fits what you want to talk about, we will, but if there's other things you want to address, we'll go there. A question that Pat Terry. Now, again, if you guys don't know Mac and Pat, they are the first recipients of the Heart of Nikan Award, and if you spend any amount of time with them, you'll understand why. I always had thought that Mac and Pat were the type of couple that was always on. All they ever did was live, eat, breathe, sleep, Nikan. They talked to, you know, the 3-foot rule. You know, they basically had the 1-foot rule, and that is so not the case. I was so misjudging them, and I mean, so off base. And what I saw when I not only spent that day with them at the Diamond Summit, but then stayed the night in their home, the next morning got up and rode around on their pontoon boat on the lake that they live on, and then they came down and stayed the evening with us and were the guest speakers at our Rhythm event, and we spent pretty much, well, close to 48 hours together. And I'll tell you, our girls, you know, that's my greatest judge of character is when McKenna and Emily get to know a couple, and they just, they're still talking about Mac and Pat. Mac and Pat, Mac and Pat. And it wasn't because Mac and Pat talked about Nikan the whole time. It was because they lived the five pillars, and they modeled it. And one of the questions that Pat likes to ask people, especially when talking to younger people who were maybe in that transitional point of, hey, this regular job I'm working isn't quite going to take me to where I want to be, and it's not going to fulfill the goals that I have for life, and especially as we start this family thing here, I don't know if it's going to take us where we want to be and to fulfill that. But she asked the question, how would you like to be part of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world? How would you like to be a part of the greatest wealth transfer or transfer of wealth in the history of the world? And I started thinking, I knew exactly what she was talking about. Exactly. And let me give you a little bit of history. And I typed this up, and Joe and Bill got to, you know, as I was venting this last week before we jumped on a plane and flew down to Vegas, I literally just in a few moments thought, oh my goodness, what have we been missing? And I've got a book on my shelf. I haven't even cracked it open. When I saw a PBS special, I ordered several copies of the books, and I gave them to our first several leaders. But statistics that go with the baby boomer generation. Do we realize that 2 years ago, the bulk of the population of our society, and not just the U.S., because it's international here, the bulk of our population started turning 60. And do we also realize that those people have spent, you know, pretty much six decades, or their working lives, so four decades, creating their wealth, and now, because we also know statistically that that generation will outlive their kids and their grandkids as far as how long they'll live life expectancy, because they're not dealing with a lot. They got a better start as far as the environment they were in.
One more repeat of that.
What's that?
One more repeat of that.
One more. Okay, how would you like to be part of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world? Basically, in these boomers now at 60, 62, and so far, again, every 8 seconds, another person in our country turns 60. And that's the transition, that's the transfer stage where they're going to say, hey, I've created my wealth, I've got to transfer these resources, this portfolio into my health. I've got the wealth, I've got to make a transfer. Nikan is the only company that has a true wellness home. We've got it. So when I had the opportunity to really chew on that thought and phrase, sharing it on a flight down to Las Vegas and then with a gal that I met while I was there, and I said, you know, basically what I do from home, and I discussed this with her, you know it's bad when I'm sitting at lunch with a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old and we're talking about occupation, and they said to me, well, Daddy, what do you say when people ask what you do for an occupation? Because I wanted that, I was trying to drive into them. It's not that we don't ask people what they do for a living, because living is more than just 8 hours a day punching a time clock. That's only a third of our work week. So what we do for an occupation is that. And I said, well, usually I tell them, girls, that we work for a Japanese company, a Japanese wellness company, from our home. And McKenna, the 9-year-old, says, and you make sure you tell them from home, don't you? And I said, absolutely. And that's what it's all about, to me, in my opinion, that as I'm sharing with people, when they ask, what do you do for an occupation? Well, I kind of help people understand that we're part of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of our society. And if they bite and they say, well, what do you mean, or what does that mean? And then I get to explain. From 1946 to 1956, we had the highest birth rate that our country's ever seen. And that populace of people is driving every economic wave that we've ever experienced. So, thoughts, concerns, what's going through your mind when I say, you guys understand the magnitude of what we have? And I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and maybe I'm slow to catch on to this fact, but it really just, here's another statement, and then I'll shut up and you guys can talk. Our pastor made this comment last Sunday. Stress will increase when I try to change people. If you want to increase stress in your life, try and change people around you. So I added, my follow-up to that is, instead, seek ways to educate and offer a different path. Rather than try and change people and say, you need what Nikan has, you need to sign up, you need to get on these products. Instead of doing all that and increase stress in their life, why not? Why don't we seek ways to educate them and simply offer what we have? And that segues exactly in with what we're talking about with the whole generation, massive populace of people, that we can seek ways to educate them and just offer. And it's what Joni was talking about, that we share. Her desire and her hunger to do rollouts, even though she didn't even know what they were because she never experienced one herself. How do we seek those ways? So, Joe, Bill, you guys are new to the group, and I know there's others that are chomping at the bit. But what are your thoughts? You've had the leg up here as far as seeing that statement, that question that we have the opportunity to ask now for about a week. What's been going through your mind? Because you guys, just a quick introduction, for those of you who don't know Joe and Bill Decop, it's not two guys. Joe is short for?
Joanne.
And Bill just recently retired from all of his life, if I remember correctly, of in the educational sector, and was the principal of a private Lutheran school. Was it?
That's correct, Ben.
So, Joe, Bill, both of you guys, but especially Bill, you had a huge transitional point, so you know exactly what I'm talking about here. And I can't ask Joe this because I'm not supposed to ask females their age, but Bill, how old are you now?
I'll be 70 in October.
70. Okay, so you are 8 years older than the oldest of the boomers. So you're kind of ahead of them, but, you know, physically wise, age wise, you guys are definitely like, you know, maybe a day over 50.
thank you.
And I'll have to save my first introduction face-to-face with Joe Decoff and what a nutcase I thought she was for later. Because it's a funny, funny story. But what's going through you guys' mind?
Well, I guess one of the things, Vance, as I'm sitting here listening to this, is Joe and I talked before and about the age of people. And one of the things, you know, she's zeroed in on is a lot of elderly people. And I keep saying to her, Joe, how come you're always dealing with these 60, 70, 80-year-old people all the time? You're not going to find somebody who wants to build a business. And Nikan is about finding somebody to build a business. And you can still help people all you want. But I guess my question in this, Vance, is as we're looking to this transfer of wealth from people at this age, here I am, I'm going to be 70 years old now looking to start a Nikan business. Why would an older person want to do that? Are you only going to get product users, I guess, what I'm thinking.
But Bill, why are you looking at doing it? You just retired. You guys could probably live comfortably on your retirement or your fixed income. Why do it?
I guess because it's a refinement for me, because I think people need a purpose in life. And we've always said we want to serve people, and we see that happening in Nikan on a daily basis.
Okay.
So it's a motivating thing for me to find a real purpose yet in life of serving people and serving my Lord.
Okay. And the flip side of that is being on a fixed income. You know, when times get tight, and again, I'm referring back to something Pat Terry shared with our rhythm group at our event last Saturday. She said, you know, when things get, you know, we tighten the belt, or when finances, or, you know, whatever happens with the economy, and I still haven't figured out why the media has so much joy in talking about this, but tightening things up and spending less is not freedom. It's bondage. So transitioning into a fixed income, that really is like, okay, we can't do that because I'm, you know, retired and we only have this much, you know, in the checking account. So in next month it's going to be the same amount. That's not really freedom.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's a good point. No matter what a person makes, you know, everybody seems to be about $500 a month short all the time. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So other comments, and again, I want to save time here to address things that we need to really be focusing in on, okay, you know,
the last two days, I thought of the 6+5 program that Mike DiMuccio did allude to it, that's a Nikkei model that we, I have someone had become member of the Nikkei in the program, and when she saw the free sign up, I told her about it, and she really want to, but then she has only $500, and she wanted an air purifier. Then I suggested to her that what about delay the air purifier, put the $500 into the first pack that you can, you know, the $75 extra to use. And then I thought of the program that when a person invests $500, have six people doing the same, then they immediately get into a senior rank and have $173. That is what is written in the brochure. So do you have some suggestions on that? Because I am approaching her and people that she knows. She is health conscious, and she really, you know, what Nikkei products can do for her. She has the water purifier at this point from a long time ago, and then she bought the replacement for the old model.
So your question is, do we have, and again, you guys, this goes to the group. This isn't Vance's, you know, gig here. Molly's asking the question, do we have suggestions on how to address that? Is that what you're asking, Molly?
Yeah, because the young people don't have that much of money, $1,500 or $2,100 for the pack.
Right. However, they can start with the, you know, the starter pack at $512. I mean, that's $200 less than what I started with as a 24-year-old, and I can honestly tell you, I didn't have a overflowing bank account, and to me, it was like, that's kind of a stretch, but I know I got to do something. You can't open a McDonald's and not buy any you can't open a McDonald's without buying any hamburger because they don't really serve hamburger. But that's a totally different subject. But for the sake of illustration, if you're going to open up a store, you've got to have stuff in the store. So if we're going to start our new business, we have to start something.
Yeah,
the pack is a great way to go.
I know. I suggest that. The deadline was 5 o'clock Pacific time on yesterday.
Was the deadline yesterday? Did I totally screw that one up?
Unless they have changed it. The original deadline was 5 p.m. Pacific time yesterday.
Okay. I didn't. I didn't see that on there, but maybe it was. Let me look at it.
It is on the weekly. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at it again. No.
Okay, I'll look at it right now. But Kathy Clark, you wanted to address Mona's question.
This is Denise, and I think
Denise, okay. I'm sorry.
This, and I think there's, first of all, to the extent of that where the, I don't know about wellness consultants can purchase some of those packs. I don't know about new people.
Well, then.
And, until the end of the month.
About the $75 free. Or
use
it for the product.
Yeah, Molly's right. It says, must be faxed in complete distributor application with the business pack order before 5 p.m. Pacific time on August 29th. Don't wait, Simranson. So as far as that pack. So, but you guys, again, do we really understand the magnitude of what's built into these packs? Because even the smallest one, the starter pack, comes with a auto ship credit. Or it comes with an auto ship credit so that they're getting money back when they immediately roll an auto ship.
Can I ask a question? This is very a little hard time articulating this, but it's like Molly is being very specific about something that Shaw was kind of helpful with us last week with a little bit more generic questions. But it's kind of like how to move people forward with gracious little sentences that Char. I wonder maybe if Char would share some more of those little gracious sentences. They would apply to Molly's person or to other people, just gently moving them forward into an active or more active place.
Well, let me, before she shares some of those, Mary Monter, which of those little great sentences was most impactful and helpful to you?
This week, the one like, why don't we exchange information, and another one was,
Now, for those of you who've never heard that great statement, why don't we exchange information?
How did you use that?
What brought that about?
Well, because I met a delightful woman in the elevator, and she was, I didn't want to talk about Nikin yet. Because I didn't want to dump it on her, but we had some other things that coincide, relatives in different places and so forth. And I said, gosh, let's get together and have a cup of coffee. How about exchanging information? Because I didn't know her from Adam until then. And she said, oh, yeah, here it is. And she gave me her name and phone number and stuff. But I found from that experience, if I start telling her about Nikin in the elevator, she's going to run the other way.
Okay.
Well, she caught me off guard for a second. I couldn't think what she was referring to, but once you said that, Mary Margaret, thank you. You know, it's just in life, wherever you are, whatever comes to mind, and so it's hard for me to script different situations. I can give you the most recent one, which yesterday I attended a plant-based presentation done by a chef that I had met a few months ago, and he happened to be coming through Portland, and so I went in to see it. And across from me sat much younger gentleman, and the place was very packed, and he just said, pointed to the chair that it was empty. And so we got into little tiny short clips of conversation about what was going on.